Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to our Happy New Year edition of Animal World. It's the second hour, and we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up stream, go to the directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. some fun, mostly Christmas and New Year's posts, and in honor of Henry Arabella Chickens that out on Whidbey Island with Merritt and Beth Clifton. I found some really good rooster Happy New Year ones. It is the first Sunday of 2026, first Sunday of January, and the first Sunday around here means shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And in keeping with tradition, I believe we are ready to go to our next guest, and that would be Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub is here. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. As I told Nathan, I was so busy suckling along to the kitties singing, I forgot I had to call in.
Well, Nathan, he interrupted me enjoying it. He says, "Hey, Martha, Eileen hasn't called yet. What's her phone number?" And I said, "Oh, don't worry about it." But I gave him your number anyway. But, oh, that's fun to know. You were auld lang syning with the kitties, huh?
Of course, yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about Help Animals India and all that wonderful work, but you let me know that because it is the Happy New Year and our first show of the new year, you wanted to start us off with something to kind of celebrate or get us in alignment with that, right?
Yeah, okay. But before that, yeah. I also want to mention that listening in from India is our best volunteer staff member. Her name is Ritika. It's 11:30 p.m. there now, and she loves cats, so she listened to all the Meow Cat Rescue also. And this is one of the most ancient cities of the world, Varanasi, sometimes called Benares or Kashi, and it's a very, very, very holy spiritual place. So they let the animals just live there, but no one's out, you know, rescuing and taking care of them. But she is in our project. Varanasi for Animals is doing a fantastic job.
Well, how wonderful. And thanks for tuning in. And thank you for your good work over there. So it is 11:30 p.m., so she's actually listening at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't actually know.
Worldwide.
Yeah, so we almost a 12-hour difference. But more like a lot.
It's always a 12, and they're on the 12 and a half. They're on the half hour, and Nepal is actually on the quarter hour. It's an easy 12 and a half. It's not like 16 or something. So you can always figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's nice to know that we have ears listening in India all the way across. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She just rescues and helps animals day and night. And, there's a lot of animals to help there.
Certainly. And we've got to talk about your all the great work that Help Animals India does, and your end of the year newsletter and all of that. There's all kinds of news to share.
Thank you.
But are we ready for your little...
Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go.
Well, tell everybody what we're doing, or what we're, what you're going to direct us here.
Oh, it's just a short meditation I got for the New Year's online, and
cool.
It's just another, sort of the ones that you do. It's just a little variation.
Okay. All right, so we're doing a little variation, and this is for the New Year.
Hmm? Yes,
cool.
For every
All right.
day.
All right,
and
you're in charge.
Okay, it says, all right, each morning, midday, and evening, Visualize yourself surrounded by a sphere of white light. Allows love in and deflects negativity out. Have a few cycles of breathing. Always breathe in through your nose, out through your nose. Focus eyebrows in center of blue of your eyebrows. See a golden star. I am divine consciousness experiencing human form. I am here by choice. I trust in the divine plan. I welcome the transformation of 2026. With an open heart, I choose love over fear. I am protected. I am blessed. So the world has not changed, but you have changed. That's it. That's the meditation.
Wonderful. And I think the suggestion early on was do it morning and midday. Do it twice a day.
An evening. As often as
or morning or evening. Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you.
They say, you know, as soon as you wake up, before you check your phone or, you know, you do anything, you know, just sit on the side of your bed and just do a few minutes.
Yeah, anything we can do, you know, consciously to keep ourselves in a good place is important, because what goes on inside of you affects everything around you. And the best thing we can do for everyone else in the world is to become better spiritual beings in human forms ourselves. And there's a good call for us to really be paying attention to what's going on right now. So thank you for that, Eileen. That was wonderful. So for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you give us a lowdown? What is Help Animals India all about?
Well, Help Animals India is a USA charity located in near Seattle, Washington. And we are a nonprofit. So we give grants, training, and advice to animal shelters and groups throughout India and Nepal. And there's, you know, India is a very special place where they have certain laws not to harm the animals, but they're not very well enforced. And the culture is of non-harming. They have a concept there, but, you know, there's so many animals on the street, and we call them community animals, but they need to be helped, and they can't help themselves. So that's why we have the animal groups all over India. And as I always say, there's 1.3 billion people in India, and 1% of the people want to help the animals. You know, people like you and me and most of our listeners, those are the people we want to help. So other people just ignore the suffering or, you know, close their eyes to it or cause the suffering.
Well, but did I hear you correctly? Did you say only 1% of the people want to help them?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I'm just saying it's 1% of 1.3 trillion is a lot of people right there. I'm saying even if a very small amount, you know.
Well, and they live with animals differently in India than we do here, especially when it comes to dogs and cats.
People are starting to get cats. Pets were sort of a relatively new concept there. I mean, you would feed the dog who might live outside your shop, or care for the animals on the street that you see. But people are starting to get pets now, and they need to also, those pets need to be spay neutered and vaccinated, and rabies is a big problem. And it still is not under control. So, that brings up another big situation. There's a big fight going on. You've been following along through the Supreme Court of India.
And this has to do with the street dogs and all of that. And there's been major controversy and stuff going on throughout the year, which you have reported for us very nicely. And I have to say, I think it must... I can't be sure with my memory, Eileen, but it was one of your recent emails. I think it was probably the end of the year, maybe the wrap up. But on one of those plays, you did a wonderful job of kind of explaining the whole scenario and everything that's happened so far.
Yeah, there's a lot to explain. There's
yeah, but you did a really good job with that. So
all
your
right, thank
newsletters are
you.
wonderful.
Yeah, anyone who interested in India, on our website, helpanimalsindia.org, under updates, we have the newsletters, and they're not, you know, every other month, not a lot. And then we also have a link called Get Educated, and that explains about the dogs on the street, the cows on the street. Now I'm a cat rescuer since childhood. So, you know, when I went to India, I said, "Oh no." And so some places we even had to help teach the vets how to do spay neuter, because that was behind the times, not knowing how to, you know, do spay neuter for cats. But mostly it's the dogs that are in the headlines, and not everyone likes street dogs, community dogs. And most people do. They had a survey, and they appreciate them. They live with them. They want to help them. It's just that they need to be spay-neutered and vaccinated, so there's not so many of them. And then they were also coming up with special rules so that people feeding them would have to do so in designated areas. So, you know, so when you walk down the street, the dog's not, you know, with your packages of food, the dog's not following you expecting a handout all the time. So, you know, just a little more organization to the whole situation. And you know, with the 35 million street community dogs, I know you always like that figure.
It's mind-boggling to me. Scrambles my brain to think of those numbers. And obviously, better management and improving the way they do things is a good thing. Originally, the whole thing started because you mentioned that rabies is still an issue in the country, and I think that's what
Yeah.
started this whole thing was
Well,
because
yeah, but we're not so sure. A little girl died, and we're not so sure what really happened. They drummed up the whole issue, and
no, right, but that's the subject that was used to say
So,
this had to happen and we need to get rid of all the street dogs, which, you know, absolutely ridiculous, and there's no way to do anyway. But it all the people of India really stepped up and protested and said, "Hey, we love these dogs." And
yeah, they still are
yeah.
protesting. And the thing is, they weren't going to kill them outright. They were going to put them all in shelters, which is ridiculous because the shelters, one, don't exist,
You're
and
right.
two, there were rumors of some of the dogs being taken off for dog meat trade, which is, we're fighting that in northeast India.
Oh,
So,
dear.
yeah. So,
But
you
the
know,
good
it's
news is
still
I
it's.
think that they are making progress, aren't they, Eileen, in getting some better guidelines together, but not rounding up all the dogs anymore.
Yeah. Well, then they had said we won't round up all the dogs, just the ones that live outside hospitals, schools, and things like that. So, and then it wouldn't affect a lot of areas, you know, that are like our project in Varanasi, because people there would never let it. So, but anyhow, we're waiting for the latest ruling, which will be sometime in January. So,
Ah,
fingers
okay.
crossed, and, you know, they're still protesting. I think, you know, 50,000 letters, demonstrations on
Wow.
in every city, and people really came out and said that we don't want this. So, it really remains to be seen, and our hope is that they'll just be better, spay neuter and you know, vaccination programs and more awareness to helping the dogs instead of harming them. So, well, then keep tuned, and I'll know more in February when I talk to you.
All right, that's good. We will look forward to more information on that. You know, one of the things that jumped out at me in your, I think again it was the end of the year, kind of wrapping up. You talked a lot about the different kinds of animals that Help Animals India helps in India, and the different, you know, like sanctuaries for, you know, the elephants and then what's going on with the dogs and the cats and all that. But one thing that popped out at me that I don't remember us talking about is you mentioned cows and a cow sanctuary. And I don't think we've ever talked about that.
But that's the main thing about India, is cows.
I know, but I don't think we've ever, Nathan, I don't know if you remember, I don't remember us talking about cow sanctuary or rescue. Do you? Am I just not remembering?
I don't really recall anything about those moo-moos either.
Okay.
Okay, well, so mostly, tell us about the cows. I want to know.
Oh, wow. Well, mostly I don't focus on that so much because, you know, our audience, you know, for your audience is more dogs and cats. But the cows are the main are project of animals that are rescued that helped in India because they India, well, about 40% of Indians are vegetarian.
But 40%. Okay. Yeah. That's a large percentage.
Yeah, because well, that's the Hindus and India is a country of Hindus, Muslims and some Christians. So and then some without religion, but anyhow, they're not vegan. Very few are vegan. We are supporting some projects that are vegan oriented and bringing the vegan food there because it's not that. Although the vegan food like lentils and things like that is very much a mainstay of food in India, but the sort of all the vegan substitute products that we're used to here, you know, are not. But so anyhow, where is all that milk coming from for all the 40%, you know, for people to drink? And they're coming from the cows, but a lot of the cows are basically on the street because there's no grazing land available. So I'm sure you've seen, you know, photos of India and you see a cow wandering around. It's very normal to see cows. Those cows can get hit by cars. And although basically the cars give way to the cows, and those cows, and, you know, they need help also. So then in India, the government actually provides some shelters for these cows, and they're called goshalas. Go, G-A-U means cow, and shala means shelter. So there's these cow shelters all over India. For the cows that need refuge from the street. However, there's a big problem with the male calves. You know, if they're not going to be raised up, certainly they don't have the veal there, but if they're going to be raised up for meat, cow slaughter is actually illegal in many states in India. How do you like that?
Wow.
You know, it is a philosophy of Hindu culture, but the cows are sometimes gathered up nefariously and taken to in these trucks. It's very cruel the way they tie them up and take them to, you know, gathered from the street and taken to states where they do have cow slaughter. And definitely the male calves. You know, if they're not going to be raised for beef, what use are they? Really, you know? And the older cows. You know, in this country, I believe cows are used for milk only up till the age 7. But cows can live to 10 years or more. So when you buy humane milk, you know, I try to buy it from a humane forum where they let the cows live out their life. I don't really know, you know, which ones that you can trust here. Of course, we did do some research on that, and we couldn't find. They call it ahimsa milk, which is non-harming. You know, the cows are treated well. So basically, you know, you'd have a family in India, and they have their own cow. But the cow lives outside on the street.
Amazing.
But anyhow, so our projects, they do a lot of cow rescue also. So, you know,
wonderful, because cows are really wonderful animals. And I actually have worked with some folks. I am usually there to help them with their dogs or something, but they have cows as pets here and train them just like a dog. And and they're quite loving and they like to snuggle and I've been amazed at some of the cows I've met and what great relationships they have with their people. I imagine that goes on over there as well. But I had no idea that there were government shelters and so forth.
Also some of the places we support have rescued cows, like maybe like a few hundred of them. You know.
Well, that makes more sense because I do, you know, I'm well aware of seeing those videos of the cows in the street, you know, and I always wondered, but yeah. I think this is the first time we ever talked about that. So it's good to know. I'm glad you put that in the newsletter or I wouldn't have known.
I'll send you this link. It's under Get Educated on our website.
Uh-huh.
And it explains all about the cows.
All right, so if you guys, if you're curious like me, it's helpanimalsindia.org. And then what did you say? There's an education link?
Yeah, it's just right up there. You see the updates and one called Get Educated.
Get Educated. All right.
The first one is about the dogs and then the cows. Now, so some of the cows that we support, you know, these terrible transport vehicles that take the cows from the street and, you know, they've stopped them and rescued all these cows. And, you know, they tie ropes to their nose, and it's just a horrible thing. So, you know, we want all those animals. We try and protect them. And as I mentioned, the newsletter, the dollar is still very strong. So the money goes very far in India and even further in Nepal. Nepal is has different laws, but sort of similar. And, you know, so we're helping several groups there, and including one group that, you know, it's called Kathmandu Lovers. They're located in Kathmandu. But it's
I love that.
C-A-T.
Yeah.
And then just bringing, you know, the idea of helping street cats, you know, that's a new thing, you know. People weren't interested so much in cats. So, you know, just bringing more awareness that cats need help too. Continuing
So more and more attention going to the cats and then the dogs, we know that there's a great focus there for all of the reasons we've talked about. And then now we know that the cows also have, you know, help in terms of the shelters and so forth.
Right. Also the horses, the donkeys, the monkeys.
The elephants.
Yeah, the wildlife groups. You know, just like we have wildlife groups in this country that, you know, like Sarvey, you know, locally. The animal groups do it all. They'll do all the animals, including the wildlife. So, you know, if they find an injured bird or, you know, people can bring them there, you know, to get help.
Yeah, and folks,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that is why I really appreciate Help Animals India and the work that Eileen does, because there are so many different kinds of animals and so many different issues in India and things that we just aren't all that familiar with over here. But there's so many animals that need help. But the wonderful thing about Help Animals India is they're not just helping one kind of animal or one organization here or there. You distribute the money all over the place to lots of different animals and organizations and so forth. So I don't have to do anything except sign up to send you a monthly donation, and then you take care of it and distribute it. And I know I'm doing a little bit to help all those animals.
Well, Martha, you're doing a lot, and you're helping a lot. And, you know, the thing about India, you know, I'm not saying there's other countries that have terrible conditions too, but they don't have the infrastructure in order to help. Here we have the opportunity to help, and you know, and so it's really something that I fell into and continues to this day, 30 years now doing this.
All right. Well, now I know we're almost out of time because you've got a schedule today you need to keep to. But anything else you want to talk to us about before we wrap up?
No, just keep sign up for our newsletter. And we'll tell people what's going on with the dog as soon as we know. And then we do post.
Because the whole thing is not decided, and there's still stuff going on. And you said there's another court ruling that should come down this month sometime.
Yeah.
And that you'll know about next month when we talk about. Yeah. But if you want to keep up with it, you want to go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter. And check out the website. It's one of the best I've ever seen. And in terms of the education you can get there and the wonderful photographs and so forth and all the background. But sign up for the newsletter, because then you will, Eileen keeps us informed. And, you know, she doesn't bombard you with tons of emails. So you don't have to worry about that.
But we do bombard. We have social media almost every day.
So. Yeah, she on Facebook. I really enjoy those posts as well.
Instagram, so, YouTube, everything. Okay.
All right. Check them out. HelpAnimalsIndia.org. And Eileen, thank you so much for your great work. And was it Ritika? Who's our gal in India that's listening?
Ritika. Good night, Ritika. It's almost 12
Ritika,
o'clock
God
there.
Bless you.
It is and 12 keep... o'clock there. Okay. All right.
Yeah. God bless you,
everyone.
Ritika,
happy
and keep up the good work.
Let's have a good year, everybody.
Sounds okay, good. All right. God
thank
bless,
you.
Eileen. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty, let's catch up, Nathan, and take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back, and we got current events to do. I'm going to tell you about the Mercury retrograde, so you can kind of have a mark your calendar for the year, and we will get started with all of that after we take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and now we're midway through the second hour of our first 2026 edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And anandawashington.org is the website. You can find out about all the classes and events coming up there, and you can stream the service going on right now as we speak. You do that on Facebook or the website. And I'm going to be telling you in the next hour about all the important classes and stuff coming up. And let's see, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients, and she would love to help you. And boy, it is just an marvelous experience to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and acutonics, which is using acutonic forks on acupressure points rather than needles. And I think it's much more targeted and effective, at least in my experience and opinion. And and then the light chiropractic that she does is really phenomenal. She would be delighted to work with you in person. She can also work with you remotely. And you can check Jude out at online whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give Jude a call. Now, she's teaching this weekend, so she'll call you back. You leave a message. The number to call is 206-706-7486. 206-706-7486. Whispering-dragon.com. Alrighty then. And remember, I am an animal behavior therapist, dog trainer, and that's what I do. Work with people privately in their homes, help them understand the dogs, get problems under control really quickly, and set you up for life with your dog friend. And I always talk to you for free on the phone, so and I would be delighted if you'd take my number down and pass it out to anybody you know that needs help with their dogs. I can really use the referrals and would love to chat with anybody. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. And I know I charge less than anybody out there, and I do things much differently and much faster. So if you want to get there fast and set yourself up for a great life with your dog, give me a call. And the number to hand out, pass out, everybody, is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. So now we will have to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour, but I think before we do that, why don't we take care of current events? Alrighty, now speaking of current events, before I get to the actual events, Nathan, I think you and I are living in two different universes right now.
I think we are.
You have a picture up of what's going on down in Factoria. Uh-huh. And I'm looking out of the window there, and I see blue sky and sunshine and maybe some high white clouds. It looks beautiful.
It is. It's very few clouds in the sky right now, even over Seattle, too. It's just they got the sun all over them.
Okay. Now, I look out my window. Now, it's not as dark as it was, but my sky's still all gray.
Oh.
Okay, all gray. Now, the rain has actually stopped, but my trees and my roof are still raining. But the actual rain has stopped. Maybe I better...
And I'm even looking down south, too, and I'm not really seeing many clouds down that way either. But looking at the weather forecast coming up, rain is supposed to be returning after maybe probably 2 p.m. So this won't be sticking around too long, but take advantage of it while you can.
Well, yeah, so I'll have to, if it's still not raining by the end of the show, I'm going to have to get busy on outdoor chores fast then before the rain comes in. Anyway, two different universes. And what, we're only 45 minutes away from each other, you know, but I'm northeast and apparently right in the middle of the convergence zone right now.
Well, if you're still getting rid of your rain right now, the rain probably means it won't be returning until a little bit later than it does here. So I could almost be like your little lookout post. It's like, okay, here comes the rain.
It's
now
coming,
start to get
Martha,
ready.
Get ready. Yep, looks like it. All right, so let's get to current events. What do we got on that schedule here? Oh, let's see. I think all the new stuff is going on up at the Northwest Stream Center, McCollum Park in South Everett. And if by chance you purchased a live and wild holiday tree for salmon from the Northwest Stream Center for Christmas, do know that you can return those trees to the stream center to be planted next to a salmon stream. So you can return your tree anytime, but and then mark your calendars for, they're calling it New Year, New Tree. It's a volunteer tree planting on Saturday, January 31st from 9 a.m. to noon. The location is still is to be announced. They're not quite sure what stream they're going to plant next to. And so if you you want to get your trees back there, or if you want to just come and help plant trees, that would be the day, Saturday, January 31st, 9 a.m. to noon. And all of these events, you want to call for reservations or to let them know you will be joining. I'll give you that number at the end here. All right, so presentations at the Northwest Stream Center are starting up again for the new year. First up is All About Beavers, and that will be Saturday, January 10th. So that's next Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. And then, oh, look at this. If you're, this sounds like an avalanche awareness class. Probably be a good one if you spend time in the snow or the mountains. That's Saturday, January 17th at from 1 p.m. to 2:30. From 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Stream Center. Then on, let's see, January 31st, a free styrofoam recycle event. You know, so if you want to recycle styrofoam, if you've been collecting it, trying to figure out what to do with it, you can get rid of it for free at McCollum Park. Northwest Stream Center will be Saturday, January 31st, 10 to noon, 10 a.m. to noon. Free styrofoam recycling. And then the last event for the month would be the Fish War film screening. Will be Saturday, January 31st, 1 p.m. And then for all of these events, you want to call the Stream Center to let them know you're coming, make a reservation. And you can check them out online, streamkeeper.org, streamkeeper.org, or you can call them at 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. All right, now let's see, what else have I got on the list here? Okay, for Homeward Pet Adoption Center, you can mark your calendars for their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction. They've picked a date. It's going to be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. Right, more details to come. And I think that might be it. Yep, that is it for current events. And then, no, next week on our show, next week, you know, the second Sunday of the month has been our traditional healing show, energy balancing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. You know that Dr. Nels did his last show with us in December because the veterinary community in the state of Washington has joined him and he cannot no longer do it in the state, which is a very sad thing for our animal friends and for us. Hopefully that will be resolved eventually. But Linda will be here next week, and we're working on a whole new protocol here to do these healings. Now, Linda and Dr. Nels and I, we're going to be doing more practicing this week and all of that. But we're going to have a plan on this next Tuesday. We need you guys to call in so we have some folks to work with. And, of course, you can call in just for energy balancing sessions for yourself, because Linda does works on humans. But we're also, we will spend time talking about your animals. So you can call in if you want help for your animals. But instead of her working on the animals, she's going to work on the human. And our intention will be to influence the animals in a positive way through the human. So, and we're working on a way and on to do it a little differently. Anyway, it's going to be fun because we're all going to be learning and all of that, but we need you guys to call in so we have somebody to work and help. So looking forward to that next week. Now, I promised you for current events here, you know, the good old planet Mercury goes in retrograde usually 3 or 4 times a year, and it lasts for usually about 3 weeks. And there's a window going into it and coming out of it, and basically just messes with all communication and scheduling and any kind of equipment or machines or gadgets. Anything that's going to break usually does during a retrograde. Anyway, it's good to know about it. You don't want to sign new contracts and all that kind of stuff. So let's see. The first Mercury in retrograde of 2026 is going to happen on February 25th. So February 25th and 26th, depending on where in the country you are, on the Pacific coast or the East coast. And then it goes direct on March 20th. Then the second one will start on June 29th and go to July 23rd. And then the last one of the year starts on October 24th and will go to November 13th. So remember, February, June, and October. Make a little note of it. Now, you know, we'll let you know when it's happening, but sometimes I miss it. But I'm hopeful that we'll be more on top of it.
I would actually give it maybe a little bit more of like a March, July, and maybe November. It's a little bit more in those months. But yeah, the February and March, June and
when
July,
they start.
And October and November.
Yep. So we'll have to keep that in mind. Gosh. Should be, well, you never know. If you know about it ahead of time and, then it doesn't, affect you so much when, last minute changes happen and things don't work out and delayed. It's nice. Mercury's in retrograde. But it allows you to plan ahead. And if you're going to sign contracts or do new things, do it before or after. Try not to do it.
Yeah. And if you have to triple check everything. Don't be afraid.
Just triple check.
Yeah.
If you have to do something, can't avoid the timing, just make sure that you take the time to dot all the I's and cross the T's and all that good stuff.
Otherwise, it might be a bully to you.
That would be true. That would be true. We got that going on, and I think we get a break. We don't have any sporting events today. We have to pay attention to.
We just get to celebrate the champions of the NFC West, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, it's amazing. I still say I'm not sure how they got there, but I think it's more due to their defense than anything.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's kind of the key. You gotta have a good defense, and I think maybe for the first time in a very long time, we have one. And so what do you think, Nathan? How far are they going to go in the playoffs?
I think they got a good chance. I mean, I got to look at the bracket and see who they're going up against. Of course, I haven't been following too much of football this year just because, I've been all eyes on the TV for the Seattle Mariners with the great run that they had this year. NFL bracket and what it's going to be like for this year. Okay, so the bracket 2026 looks like we're going to be starting it. Oh, this is a previous one. So give me a moment while I.
Well, I don't know that we know who every. Do we know yet who they play out through the playoffs? Because I think it might depend on some games that might be happening.
They could at least start putting teams into the bracket, like, of course, with the Seahawks being the champions. But yeah, that's a good question, too.
I don't know if it's figured out yet. But, I mean, the thing is that now, if you're a fair weather football fan like me, now is the time to start paying attention. You can root for the Seahawks and all that good stuff. And then just because you are our baseball guy, you're the Mariners guy, anything going on with the Mariners we need to know about?
Just as far as the trades and offseason roster moves that they've had going on, the biggest news is that they're keeping Josh Naylor, and I'm really excited about. I believe they locked him in for like a 5-year contract or something like that. So we get him for a pretty good deal amount of time. And but people like Eugenio Suarez, who people really wanted him to come back, he's probably going to be in a free agency and picked up by another team. And same with Jorge Polanco. He's going to be probably not a Mariner next season anymore. And that's as far as I know. Other than that, it's just more like, you know, lesser known players being traded around and acquiring new and getting rid of some.
But they kept all the good guys? They've kept all the good guys?
Yep, I haven't heard any big names other than Eugenio Suarez or Jorge Polanco that will be going away.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you get a team that does really well or gets almost there like we did. They mess up the detail afterwards because they get rid of all the good guys or they start trying, you know, it's like, don't mess with a good thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know they're getting rid of they have gotten rid of one of their top prospects, Harry Ford. He's gone to another team. I need to see the details on that trade and remind myself who we got in return for him. Looks like a couple of other pipeline players as well from the Nationals. So Harry Ford is going to the Nationals in exchange for a couple other players. But, I mean, as much of a prospect as he was in the catcher position, he was going to have to be behind Cal Raleigh. And if he stayed with the Mariners, he was going to be forever, probably at least while Cal Raleigh's on the team, a backup catcher when he had that potential forerunner catcher or the starter.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, that sounds good. And I guess Stacy's our storm player and our ladies basketball and all of that.
And she's, golf too.
And our golfer, but she's not here today, so we can't get updates on any of that kind of stuff. But we're kind of I'm just a fair weather sports person. I follow the Mariners now because Nathan loves them so much. And now it's time to support the Seahawks. If you choose to do that. And I'm still getting nowhere. I'm looking all the sunshine down out there. Nathan's seeing it. And it's like, come on, send it up north. Oh. I'll be darned. There's a little speck of blue sky. So the clouds are clearing a little. I mean, it's tiny, but I think it is. Thanks, you know, keep blowing it up this way, Nathan.
Well, speaking of weather, that's something we do need to get into. Discussion with was the new year at the needle this year.
Oh, wasn't that boy? the fog really came in,
did it not? Pea soup. And it was funny when I was celebrating my new year with my family on the Vashon Island. I just went there for lunch. I wasn't there for like overnight or midnight or anything like that. I just stayed at home. But I was having a lunch with them and then they brought out a soup and I was asking, oh, what kind of soup is this? And they said, oh, it's a split pea soup. And it was like, must be in memory of the New Year at the Needle, because it was definitely pea soup for that fireworks show.
Well, and of course, you know, to really be able to see the fireworks and all of that, you really need clear skies.
Yeah, you do.
Now, I was surprised because I always watch, you know, the New Year's at the Needle and stuff. I was surprised that you could see as much as you could. Because you could see some of the lights, but apparently they had drones that were going to have a drone light show.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it once earlier in the day, in the evening, when it was before the fog came in.
Well, who knows what it was like in person unless you were actually there.
The one that was scheduled to happen with the fireworks and just before had to be canceled because the drones couldn't fly in the fog. But it was something else. But then I also try to watch the ball drop in New York. I don't get it because I watch every year and I've yet to be able to really see the ball drop. And I don't know who runs the cameras on these shows and stuff, but they'll show you the ball. But then when it gets ready, then they're focus on the countdown clock. But don't show the ball. And anyway.
Or maybe a band that's performing or something like that.
Yeah, and it's very frustrating because I want to see the ball.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the event for the ball.
Hello? Isn't that the whole point of the and so but I don't know what happens with the cameras and why they can't figure out how to do split screens or get the whole thing, because the countdown is below the ball and all of that, and you should be able to see it all. And I don't know whether they figure that we don't want to see it, or if you
or you got to be there in person,
it's, or whatever. But they don't do. I've yet to see them do a good job with the camera, because I watched it both, because you know you can watch it more than once because they re-air those things. But I watched it on the CNN coverage, and I watched it on the ABC coverage. But none of them get the ball.
No,
except anyway. So that's really weird. So. I would request that the camera folks do a better job. Now, it's also like New Year's at the Needle. That bothers me too, because you know they'll have the camera on the needle and what's going the stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then in the middle of the fireworks display, they're going to cut away and look at the crowd and look at this and look at. I don't want to look at that and that. I want to keep it on the firework and then look at the crowd before and after. But it's like. I think, and it has to do with what the perception of viewers on television, listeners on radio. The consensus is that we're a bunch of airheads that have no attention span, and that we can't pay attention to like more than 30 seconds at a time. So you have to keep changing things,
changing the views, yeah, or the perspectives. I do know you can go on to
that
YouTube
really bothers
following
me.
The show, and they will post like the full show and. For the most part, they keep it on, you know, the same shot, or they might change it, but for the most part, it will always just be the needle in the shot at
some point. Same thing happens to the 4th of July fireworks, you know, on Lake Union, you know, and because they may have a great perspective of the fireworks, but then they're cutting away and looking at a boat here or a boat over there or part of the crowd here, and it's like, don't do that while during the fireworks. Just focus on the fireworks.
Yeah, because anyway. You never know what's going to be lighting up the sky, and you might miss a good fireworks shot
on
the
TV. Guess fortunately nobody made me in charge, so it's not up to me. I can just put my 2 cents worth in. So looking like we're about finished with hour number two of our 2026 first edition of Animal World, and so we're going to wrap up hour number two. We're going to again... enjoy the Jingle Cats and another Auld Lang Syne. And there's something special also happening today. Nathan, tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is actually Epiphany Sunday. So we're still in the season of Christmas, and we can still let the Jingle Cats out and be on the loose. But what Epiphany Sunday is the revealing of Jesus, of course, into the world. And also when the three wise men, or the magi, that came to visit Jesus and bring him the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so the song...
And it's called Epiphany Sunday, and that's today.
Epiphany Sunday. It's actually could be, you know, observed multiple days, but like if you wanted to say Epiphany Sunday, that would, of course, be today. And the 12 days of Christmas, that is... Or Epiphany is what... ends the 12 days of Christmas, or it's the 12th day after Christmas. But We Three Kings of Orientar, if you're familiar with that song, it's about the whole, you know, event of the Epiphany.
Da, 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 yep. Da, travel afar. Da, 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 da. Well, I'll have to just meow along with the cats.
Yeah,
I don't
our lovely Jingle Cats have.
But I'm definitely
a nice
familiar with the song.
Us.
So we're going to, again, we're going to take advantage of Epiphany Sunday, and we're going to do Auld Lang Syne, and then we're going to do We Three Kings. So get a little Jingle Cat enjoyment here and get the juices flowing, and let's see, I will go ahead and energize up the Jingle Cats medley here of Auld Lang Syne and We Three Kings, and all in honor of Epiphany Sunday. And remember, you know, getting a little energy going and bopping around just a little bit to the Jingle Cats is required But you can dance in your head, dance in your bed, dance in your chair, dance anywhere. But the idea is to get some of the juices flowing here. So energizing up, oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are on animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth and Henry and Arabella are up next after the Jingle Cats. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tess Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.